Spirit be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have one expression that is almost hard to explain, especially to our separated brethren. When I mean separated brethren, I mean our brothers and sisters from other denominations who are not Catholics. They say, they put this question, "Why do you call your priest father? Even Jesus says, call no one your father. Yet, you call your own dad father or your mother." And in such places of worship, they call their pastor daddy, just to avoid the word father. In fact, St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "I became a father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." He uses the word father. "I became a father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So is there anything wrong calling the human person, your priest, a father? No. Truly, what Jesus is condemning is the craving for titles that inflates our ego. The craving for titles that inflates our ego and creates superiority to lord it over others. Every fatherhood comes from God. So when the church calls a man father, the priest father, it is a call to participate in the fatherhood of God, the generic fatherhood of God that generates life, that teaches, that puts people in the right way, and that offers sacrifices, especially the sacrifice of the Mass in the place of God Himself. So, calling a priest a father is not to be considered an ornament of honor, rather a burden of responsibility. A burden of responsibility. We call our priest father not because we want to glorify them, no. It is to participate in the fatherhood of God, which is to bring life to perform the sacrifice of God himself. When Jesus says, very interestingly, even though he considers the Pharisees as hypocrites, he still says, respect them for the office they occupy, the chair of Moses, because the position is sacred. Every authority comes from God. Every authority that comes from God should be respected, even when the occupant is flawed, is weak. It's not the person. It is the source from which it comes from. So every man, every priest who wants to glorify himself, extending their tassels and phylacteries just to be recognized, just to be, you know, to inflate your ego, is called to question what is the spiritual meaning and significance of the burden you carry. It's not an ornament, it's a burden. I call it again the burden of responsibility. To try to emulate what God is doing. And that's why it's not do what I say and not what I do. Both must go together. It's not just to say, do what I say and not what I do. So it's a burden. Knowing that when a priest talks to the congregation, he's also talking to himself. Today, we celebrate St. Catherine Drexel, who died in March of 1955, at the age of 96, an American from Philadelphia. She started up the missionary sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. She had a love for the Blessed Sacrament. Before she died, she already had more than 44 foundations. Love for the Blessed Sacrament. So we pray today that the Lord may, in his wisdom and grace, continue to help us understand his teachings. May we strive to follow his teachings. May we strive to live our lives according to our words, not for show, not to receive praise, not to receive honor, but to give and give from the bottom of our heart.